So you come across some gravel in your mining expeditions, and you just go ahead and mine that one out of the way. And then BAM! Another one falls in its place. You get that one out of the way, and then BAM! Another one falls in its place! Stop this madness!
Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm Chad Johnson. When mining in Minecraft, most blocks actually don't adhere to the laws of gravity. You can place blocks on the wall and they just sort of hang there, or you can mine a huge tunnel down underneath the ground without any fear of a cave-in. Except two blocks in game, gravel and sand. Both of them exhibit behaviors of gravity, and this can be super annoying and frustrating when you are mining through a tunnel and the sand just keeps falling in your way. So, I have a quick tip on how to solve this problem so it never happens to you again. So, here is an abandoned mine that I have been exploring recently, and I came across this nice old sort of an obstruction of gravel. And if I go ahead and mine out a single piece, it's just like this never-ending flow of gravel. I forgot my shovel, and so this is just like super-duper annoying. So here is the tip. If you mine out the bottom block of gravel and then quickly place a torch where it goes, it will actually get rid of the whole pillar of gravel. So I don't want to mine out this one either. Throw down, and it was a little bit slow. Now this time I was too fast. I actually placed it down fast enough that the blocks didn't update. This is quite easy. I just break the block above it, and then they all fall onto the torch. This makes getting through these pillars of gravel way easier. So let's go through this one. Now this can be used with a variety of different items. So redstone is also usable. And I like redstone because it also can easily be picked up by just smacking it once, just like with torches. And I really hope that that zombie doesn't hurt me. But also, it has a larger hitbox than the torch, so this whole ground part I can hit and get through. Of course, this works with sand as well as gravel, the two blocks that are affected by gravity. I tend to like to use the torch instead of the redstone because I tend to just have torches in my inventory instead of the redstone. So that's my tip for the day. You get a bonus tip along with the tip for today, and let me show you what that one is. So this tip is that torches not only will break entities that fall, but they can also hold an infinite amount of items on top of them. So you can see that this gravel will fall, but it actually won't fall through the torch here as long as you place it correctly. So let me go ahead and break this, and you can see that they fall through. But if I take my gravel, and instead of placing it on top where it has a chance to fall, if I place it right underneath right on top of the torch, it will actually be supported by the weight of the torch. This is pretty cool because you can get these sorts of textures like gravel and sand in places without having an actual full block underneath them. So perhaps you'd use it artistically. There's also another fun little thing that you can do with it. Let me go ahead and grab my sand. I've been using gravel an awful lot. That was not sand. That was stairs. LOL. So if you put sand on top of this torch, you can create a really cool upside-down pyramid by creating this sort. This is sort of like a recipe for the pyramid. By putting torches on every single side. Hello, spider. You're gonna play torch time with me? Great. And putting blocks on the top. Oh, looks like I can't actually jump up there. But this upside-down pyramid, you can continue building. It makes a really, really neat... Actually, maybe I can cheat. Jump. Yeah, that's right. So you can continue building this out. The other cool thing is that it's actually quite easy to disassemble once you're done with all of your pyramid fun action. All you have to do is break the bottom torch, and all of the sand will update and now create an correct side up pyramid. I hope that you find this tip useful in all of your Minecraft fun times. I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you really like it, you can have these episodes hand-delivered to you by subscribing either at YouTube at youtube.com/omgcraft or on iTunes by searching for OMG Craft. Thank you, everyone. I will see you next episode.